and he has the run for a first down. Good to see Blue picking up the yardage.
Blue.
Daniel Fuentes, dear Drew, in the absence of J.J. Watt, besides rehabilitating during the season, does he remain absent from the team entirely, or can he still help the team in some capacity on the sidelines? Well, can't be on the sidelines for a little while because you got to be able to move around and get out of harm's way if a play is coming away from the sidelines towards you. So because he had that back injury and that back surgery, can't do that right now. But once he gets back to that level, he'll be helping out, doing the meetings, being on the sidelines, I'm sure, and being a big part of this team. Eugenio Manuel Pimentel, dear Drew, who would be better at O-line, a sumo wrestler, a rugby player, or an Aikido master? Man, at first glance, you'd probably say, oh, just pick the big guy and go with the sumo wrestler. But an Aikido master knows all about leverage, balance, and all that other stuff. So what if you got a sumo wrestler that was an Aikido master? Mike Dennehy, dear Drew, how do you think Brock Osweiler's performance so far pairs with OB thought when the Texans signed him? Well, I think both guys would like to have better play at the quarterback position. Brock Osweiler said that himself. He said he's thrown too many interceptions, and he's going to go through a game with a clean sheet, meaning no picks, very, very soon, because he's putting it together in practice. So I think that's probably the same thing that Bill O'Brien is thinking, and he wants him to play better. Think he knows he can play better, and they both believe he will. And Mike, good question. Such a good question that you win Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So, email right here and say, hey, I'm Mike Dennehy, D-E-N-E-H-I-E, not D-E-N-N-E-H-Y, and I got some lottery tickets coming my way.
Chris Ketchum, dear Drew, do you think the Texans will keep Will Fuller in the return role for a while, or was it a one-time thing? It's neither. I don't think you're going to see him all the time, but you're definitely going to see him again. Bill O'Brien said that you don't want to expose him to injury too much, so you don't want to have him out there all the time. That's why you saw him just that one punt on Sunday, but I guarantee you're going to see him again this year because he's so very dangerous. He's been on a kickoff return earlier in the season, but he didn't actually make the return. It was against the Bears, so keep your eyes peeled for Will Fuller. Dirk Peter Doris Devin Jr., dear Drew, with Watt out for the season and now another back injury, is it possible he's played his last game for the Texans? No way, Jose. He is on track and slated to return at full strength next season, so no, he's not done as a Houston Texan. He's not done in the NFL. J.J. Watt will be back. You can take that to the bank. Mikey Chovanec, dear Drew, why did the Texans' offensive momentum suddenly stall after the first two drives? Well, you got to give a lot of credit to Tennessee and their defense. Our defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau, is one of the best ever. He's in the Hall of Fame because he did so many good things as a player. He's done so many good things as an assistant coach. So they made some adjustments. The Texans sputtered at times because, you know, they didn't get off to a good start on the very first play of the drive. That's something that they did on those first two offensive drives. They got plus yardage starting out of the gate. So it was just one of those things. You got to remember, there's a lot of great coaches and a lot of great players in the NFL. Wow. Texans going on the road, taking on the Minnesota Vikings. See you soon.